Thank you very much, Sister Cheryl. Welcome to Mountain State Baptist Church Seeker Sunday School class. Have you been reading the Bible every day, praying every day? If you need help with it, let me know. We'll get you a schedule. You don't have to read by schedule, but everyone that reads the Bible through this year can come to the Bible Readers Banquet free of charge. It'll be a cold Friday night in January. Brother Jeremy, would you pray for us, please? All souls were 66. That's 66. A score is 20. 3 2s is 60. And then 6 is 66. Then verse 27, and the sons of Joseph, which were born him in Egypt, were 2 souls. All the souls of the house of Jacob, which came into Egypt, were 60. So we jump from 65 up to 70, 60, and then 70. Is that a contradiction? No. There's no contradictions in the Bible. There's contradictions in Rick, and sometimes there are apparent contradictions, but there are no contradictions in the Bible. The deal here is the descendants were 66, like we read, and then Jacob plus Joseph plus the 2 sons is 70. Then we go to Acts 7:14. Acts 7:14. Then sent Joseph and called his father Jacob to him and all his kindred 65. Well, that's going to be 75. 75, is that a contradiction? No, John Yates just explained this to us the other day. No, we got the 70 now plus the 5 wives of 5 sons. And that makes 75. And the Bible is true. You can trust your Bible. There are no contradictions. There's only contradictions in my life. There's none in this book. None in this book. Let's look on down there in 46. About 29, and Joseph made ready his chariot.
Hello.
And he went up.
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
To meet Israel, his father, to Goshen, and present himself unto him. And he fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. I'd say so.
Yeah.
22 years.
Right.
22 years. And the favorite son, whose life is bound up in the father, they see each other for the first time in 22 years. Verse 30, and Joseph said unto his brethren, unto his father, and unto his father's house, I will go up and show Pharaoh and say unto you, my brother and my father's house, which were in the land of Canaan, are come unto me. He's not ashamed of his family or where he came from. Even though shepherds are an abomination to the Egyptians, he still takes his family in to meet him. He does pick 5 in 47:2. He picks, I guess, the 5 best. He took some of his brethren, even 5 men, and presented them unto Pharaoh. We could go with grace there. And verse 47:6, the land of Egypt is before thee in the best of the land. Make thy father and thy brethren to dwell in the land of Goshen. Let them dwell. And if thou knowest any men of activity among them, he's talking about the 10 brothers. He said, if you know of anybody that's active, that works among them, well, there's no record he ever finds them. All he's got to pick from's us. And the nicest thing you can say about the 10 brothers is that they're deadbeats. That's just about the nicest thing you can say about it. And starting in verse 11, here's some more provisions, Brother Garth. We missed you, buddy. Verse 11, and Joseph placed his father and his brother and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramses, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Joseph nourished his father and his brethren and all his father's household with bread according to their families. If you didn't eat breakfast this morning, it's probably because you didn't want to. The Lord provided something for you. He gave me some, Sister Angie, Brother Matt, give me some honey. I had a honey peanut butter sandwich on the way. Joseph could not have given a better place for the sheep to grow. But there's an area for Israel, and there's clear lines of demarcation marked off so that there be no intermarriage or no inner worship between the family of God and the Egyptians, the heathen. Never any record of any men of activity. Let's see. In verse 7, let's note this. Joseph brought in Jacob, his father, and set him before Pharaoh. And Jacob, the shepherd, blessed Pharaoh, the king. The less is blessed of the greater, always. We're talking about a child of God blessing someone else. And the less is always blessed of the better. Now, the first 17 years of Joseph's life, he lived in Jacob's tent and Jacob took care of him. And now the last 17 years of Jacob's life, Jacob lives with Joseph and Joseph takes care of him. In the Old Testament, the hope was in the land. They wanted to go back and be buried in the land. They're promised the land. Israel's promised a section of land over there and they're really interested in that. Us in the New Testament Bible believers, we're interested in the Lord. The Lord's coming back to get us. And it doesn't matter if you're in West Virginia, you might even get in. Now, chapter 48, let's go over here to about 5 and 6. And now the two sons of Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt, before I came unto thee in Egypt, are mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. And thy issue, thy seed, which thou begettest after them, shall be thine, and shall be called after the name of their brethren in their inheritance. So there is no tribe of Joseph. He gets a double blessing. He gets an inheritance from Manasseh and for Ephraim. So it ends up being 12 tribes, really. Down there in verse 9, we're in Genesis 48:9. Joseph said unto his father, "These are my sons whom God hath given me." Joseph knew where children come from. That's where you got yours, too. That's the only place they come from. It's from God. Come from God. Let's look at it in Psalm 127:3. Psalm 127:3. Though children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. Children come from God. That's the only place you can get them. Then that 48:15 and 16 here. And he blessed Joseph and said, "God before whom my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day." Get an amen right there. The angel, capital A angel, we know this is Jesus before Bethlehem, a pre-Bethlehem appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ. The angel which redeemed me. Can I get a witness right there? Anybody been redeemed? Anybody been delivered? Yeah, amen. In the scripture, the firstborn has little to do with the one that was born first. For instance, Cain was born first, but he slew Abel, and Seth gets in on the good line. And it starts right there. Japheth was born first, but Shem is in the good line. Haran, I guess is how you say it maybe, was born first, but Abraham's the start of the nation.
Right.
And one reason for this, it's a picture of the flesh is born first, but it was 21 years before I got born again.
Right.
Rick was born, but then later on, Brother Rick. Ishmael was born first, but Isaac gets the inheritance. Esau was born first, but Jacob is the promised son. And Manasseh is born first, but Ephraim gets the blessing. The flesh is the oldest. It got here first, but the spirit gets here with the new birth a little later. Jacob lived in Egypt, but his heart wanted to go back to that homeland. Now, chapter 49. If you want, I'm going to go down the summary of your handout. If you want to look at the verses and read along in the Bible with me, and I'll try to give you the summary. It's a picture. This is all a picture of the last days or the judgment seat of Christ while we're in heaven during the tribulation. The next thing that happens, the rapture, we're going to go up. That starts the tribulation on earth, but it starts this judgment seat of Christ in heaven. See, I'm excited about the rapture. I'm excited about the reunion. I'm dreading the review. This is the review. This is the judgment. Verses 1 and 2. Note that it's private and it's personal. They come inside the tent and shut the flap. The only ones in there is the family. And the world shut out of the bedchamber. It's members only. And this is where we're headed. It's where we're headed. It's pointed, it's personal, and it's perfect. It's the fair trial that everybody says they want. And everybody there knows. Everybody knows we're getting ready to reap what we sow, and nobody argues. We know it's what I just deserve. It's permanent and it's eternal. The tree lands however it falls. It's all a picture of Judgment Day. But this part, a lot of this right here is not in the future. It's already history. Because Jacob's saying it 4,000 years ago. And a lot of this has already happened. Yes. The future place in the kingdom is determined. We usually tell the truth on our deathbed. And that's what here. That's what's here. Jacob's on his deathbed. Death is an embarrassment and a real inconvenience. But we all have an appointment. We'll go. 3 and 4 is Reuben. If you want to look, you can do it however you want to. You look at your handout. If you want to look at the Bible, verses 3 and 4, I'll tell you what the handout says. Reuben, the firstborn, wants the father's pride and joy. You remember that? Could have been in the Messiah line, but he's immoral. Never exceeded in anything. The problem was he didn't want to. There's a big lesson right there. Yeah. We've got what we want, really. We get what we want, mostly. We do what we want. He helped Korah rebel. He's like Brother Rick, a procrastinator. Never do today what you can put off till tomorrow. He got a couple of red ribbons, but no blue. No blue ribbon. H2O by itself. Hydrogen or oxygen, it's unstable. Reuben's unstable. Like father, like son. Verses 5 through 7 is Simeon and Levi. They're full brothers. They're cruel criminals. They're murderers and cutthroats. Simeon shared the inheritance with Judah. Levi receives the priesthood for his bold stand at Baal Peor in Exodus 32. When Israel sinned with the daughters of Moab, they had a criminal for a priest, and all believers are priests. Some even go to church.
Hello. Yeah. Yeah.
But
we're all criminals.
That's right. 8 through 12. Verses 8 through 12. Judah's shady background is not mentioned. Looks like he got saved. No man after the flesh. Good to be saved, didn't it? Good to be saved. Evidently, he repented when he went back to Egypt. Reuben put his sons up for Ben's safety. Judah put himself up.
Yeah.
and confessed. Matter of fact, Judah confessed to everything whatsoever. He said, I'll sign a blank check, I'm guilty. See, salvation is not a reward for self-righteousness. It's a gift for the guilty.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Say that again.
Praise God.
Salvation is not a reward for righteousness or self-righteousness.
Right.
It's a gift for the guilty.
Yes, that is right.
Amen.
Boy, ain't that good.
Amen.
Judah becomes a new priest. Shiloh has come now. And he's getting ready to cut off heads, the blood of the enemies. Verse 13, Zebulun. He helps sell Joseph. Not very bold like Judah. Not very bad like Reuben. He's Leah's youngest. 14 and 15, Issachar. Leah's son, hired by the Mandrakes, the inheritance of Goshen. He's a farmer. He did a great deal of work and a backbone of the nation. 16 through 18 is Dan. This is Bilhah's. Out of Dan came Samson. And Judah's evil report of him, Joseph's evil report of him at Gad, Asher, and Naphtali. 19's Gad. They're nomads, wanderers, tent dwellers, but they're also soldiers that could take a beating and come back in victory. The descendants are Jephthah, Barzillah, and Elijah. Verse 20's Asher. He's another non-entity, like Brother Rick did almost nothing. Mediocre. No difference between him and the world. All appear at the review and all are present. He is known for olives and oil. 21's Naphtali. A natural wildness. What did I do with my natural traits? Was it words or works? 22 to 26 is Joseph. All bliss. All bliss. Christ-like. Double inheritance through Ephraim and Manasseh. Rachel was all the wife he ever wanted. He would have had all the sons through her. Joseph is unselfish. Spirit-filled, no flesh, fruitful, souls, faith, capital F, faith, a blesser, B-L-E-S-S-O-R, bringing blessings to us. Always God-conscious. Fruit at home. He was fruitful at home, at Potiphar's house, in the prison house, in the palace house, in much of the world, and over the wall in prayer. Joseph. 24. Got his strength from God, not from self. He lived by the well. The water, a picture of the Bible, the Word of God. He always given God the glory. 26, separated for the blessing. His purity of God was his power. 27, Benjamin. We don't learn a lot about him in Genesis. This is why we talk about the 10 brothers. And later on we'll learn. Let's see, Benjamin's name's like a wolf. This means wolf. And some wolves are 100 pounds. They get up to 100 pounds. The largest canine predator, a warrior tribe. You'll find Benjamin fighting and being a warrior as you go on in Exodus and the rest of Moses' books. In the Old Testament, Saul came from Benjamin. And the New Testament Saul of Tarsus came from Benjamin. And the great apostle and the son of Kish. Benjamin is the only one that stayed with the house of David when the kingdom divided. Then the body of Jacob, verse 28 to 33, kept his feet on the floor till the very end. He curled up and said, here it is. He yielded up the ghost and was gathered unto these people. Chapter 50. Look at verse 15. When Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, Joseph will peradventure hate us and will certainly requite us all the evil which we did unto him. The brothers didn't understand. They missed it. They missed the whole point. Joseph forgave him a long time ago for future, for anything future. He forgave him when he was, I don't know about in the pit, but I'm going to say for sure in prison. Before they ever come back, he forgave them for whatever. The Lord Jesus has forgiven us for whatever. We're not holding on.
Yeah, we don't get it.
We don't get it. The Lord's not counting on us. Oh yeah, I'm supposed to follow. I'm supposed to give him. But when I don't, what then? The Lord Jesus never missed a beat.
That's right.
He did it for me, for us. He never failed. He never messed up. If we're trusting Him,
bless the Lord.
We're in like Flint.
That's right. Yeah.
If the Bible's true, you don't have anything to worry about.
Right.
If you trust in the Lord.
It's true.
If you want to trust your own works, you go ahead. It's America. You do it however you want to. I'm trusting Him and what He did.
Yes,
He never missed a beat. Forgiveness has nothing to do with the size of the mischief.
That's right.
But the size of the Savior.
Amen.
Now the reason some more don't come and ask the Lord for forgiveness is they haven't done anything wrong.
Think about that.
Some feel that grace cannot keep them. They feel they'll lose a loss of forgiveness. But we're not forgiven because we're good. If we were good, we wouldn't need forgiven.
That's right.
It's a gift for the guilty.
Yes.
Salvation's a gift for the guilty.
Yes.
Verse 19, fear not. Fear not. We're looking at Joseph, but we're learning about Jesus.
Yeah.
The Lord said that over and over again. Peace be unto you. Fear not. Be not afraid. Our belief determines our behavior.
Yes.
Whatever I believe, that's how I'm going to act.
Yes.
Our belief determines our behavior. We've been forgiven. Hey, I'm just going to enjoy the trip. I don't know about y'all, but I'm going, so I'm going to enjoy the trip. I'm just having too much fun.
That's good.
That's good teaching.
I've been telling everybody that's a tattoo went bad. Like there's a sewing machine kicked out right there. This is what happened. Like I said, I'm having too much fun. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it's hard to please Him.
No?
What's it say? I'm just go ahead and going to have faith in Christ.
Right.
I believe I'm just going to go ahead and believe Him. I'm just going to go ahead and trust Him.
Sure.
18. Look at verse 18 there. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face. And they said, behold, we be thy servants. Can we read it one more time?
Yeah.
Let's go back to 37:7. Maybe 6. He said to them, hear, I pray you this dream which I've dreamed. For behold, we be binding sheaves in the field. And lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. Chapter 50, it's happened. The brother said, shalt thou indeed reign over us? Verse 9, he dreamed yet another dream, told his brother and said, behold, I've dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun, moon, stars, 11 stars made obeisance to me. He told his father and his brother, and the father rebuked him and said to him, what is this dream that thou dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come and bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And the brethren envied him. But the father observed these things. They did not believe the revelation of God. That was all the Word of God they had then. They did not believe the Word of God, or they'd been looking for Him somewhere.
Yeah, amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Verse 24. And Joseph said to his brethren, I die. God will surely visit you. He finished in faith. Wasn't flashy, but it's in faith.
Yeah.
Just said, okay, I'm going to die. Genesis starts in a garden with God and man. And then sin happened. And then death. And then lots of deaths. Jacob wanted buried in the land with the patriarchs to make sure. Genesis ends in a coffin.
Yeah,
our Joseph only spent 3 days in his.
Yeah.
He just borrowed it. He wasn't going to need it very long.
Yeah.
In Exodus, the children of Israel take Joseph's bones with them when they leave Egypt. The theme of the written word is the living word.
Yeah.
None quite so rich as revealing Joseph as a Savior. Verse 26, and Joseph died, being 110 years old. They embalmed him. And they put him in a coffin in Egypt. Now, if you know anyone that you might bring as a visitor that you think might be interested in Sunday school, tell them, good Lord willing, next week they could get in on the ground floor of St. John.
Right.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for writing it down. In Jesus' name, amen.